News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The government has forked out more than 100 million in grants to incentivise motorists to buy electric vehicles. That's what new figures reveal. And with the sales of high-end green vehicles set to rocket over the coming years, the coalition has been urged to review the policy of paying grants to high-earning buyers. And we're asking, do we need to look at that subsidy? Are we giving rich people lots of money to buy expensive cars? And to discuss this further, I'm joined now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring expert, and Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport and Meath East TD. Geraldine, if I can come to you first of all, do we need to look at this subsidy? Obviously, the idea is we do want to encourage people into e-vehicles, but do we really need to be giving people subsidies to buy Teslas?
Well, actually, we're not, Ciara. That's the thing. There was a time when we used to give nearly 10,000 per car. Now, that has been overhauled quite radically in the last year. The VRT relief now is only available to fully available to cars less than 40,000, and the SEAI grant is only available to cars under 60,000. So that means we're actually targeting at where the market is at the moment. And if there's any change to that, we'll actually increase about 70% of the new EV car prices. So, I mean, that would be just a retrograde step. If we reduce subsidies, we will reduce sales. There's no doubt about that.
So most of the subsidies are going on those smaller, lower-end e-vehicles like the Nissan Leafs, those types of cars. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Nissan Leaf, the ID3, the ID4, the top sellers, that's where those grants are going. They're not going to the high-end cars.
OK, well, let us bring in Darren O'Rourke then. Darren, this is not the case. We don't have a problem with subsidising wealthy people to buy Teslas. So why should we change this? We do want to encourage people to buy e-vehicles. We need to keep the subsidies in place.
No, and I think, you know, there have been some recent changes as recently as the 1st of July, but it certainly was the case that at least a percentage and a reasonable percentage was going to high-end cars. I think, you know, from a policy perspective, the question really is, you know, what are you trying to achieve here? And governments say that what they want to do in the first instance is to move people out of cars and onto public transport. And then for people who are car dependent or who have forced car ownership, that they would move to electric vehicles. So that to me says that it needs to be a targeted subsidy. It needs to be directed towards certain cohorts of people.
And so, for example, would you say not to give it to urban residents because they probably have access to public transport?
Yeah, so some of what we're doing at the minute is subsidising people who have choice. So people who can either, you know, in the first instance, afford an EV without the grant, so are paying for optional extras, or we're subsidising people to move from pretty decent high-end petrol and diesel cars to electric vehicles. And as you said, in many instances, you have people who live in areas with public transport options, whether that's the Dart, the Lewis, you know, frequent bus services. And we're also still subsidising grants and hybrids and PHEVs. And there's a question mark in relation to the emissions in relation to those.
OK, let's bring Geraldine back in. Geraldine, does Darren have a point that we're subsidising people maybe who have access to decent enough public transport, maybe subsidising them still for cars, you know, that are relatively high end when there are cars out there already that might be questionable in terms of the hybrids, etc., and questionable in terms of the emissions that they're actually we're saving by doing this?
I think the issue is, Ciara, if we reduce the grants, we will reduce the sales. So people who might have opted, whether they live in urban or rural areas, for an electric car won't. I think the other issue is we won't make electric cars accessible unless we have a decent second-hand market. And unfortunately, you cannot create a decent second-hand market without selling new cars. It's essential that we do that. Now, there is a second-hand market for electric cars at the moment. Unfortunately, there's a shortage of second-hand cars, full stop, in Ireland at the moment. So there's a shortage of EVs as well. But, I mean, you know, people don't have to buy new. They can buy second-hand EVs, and there are grants in place. There's a grant for a home charger, and that's available if you buy either used or new. So we don't discriminate in that sense, that it's not only for new buyers.
Okay. Darren, what about that? We do need a second-hand market to make cars affordable. I've never bought a new car in my life and I earn a reasonable income, but lots of people wouldn't buy a new car because it's very expensive. Without selling new cars to some people, there will be no second-hand market.
But that makes the point, I think, that in terms of you know, the subsidy is there, but it's a question of what you do with the subsidy. So, for example, we don't have a grant for second-hand cars. We should have. In other countries, they have. We have a lesser grant for commercial vehicles. We should have the same grant, because ultimately when we get to a place where electric vehicles are ubiquitous, people are going to be dependent on their vans. They're not going to be able to bring, you know, their tools on the local bus. So we need to look at where we're spending the subsidy.
Okay.
And also the state needs to lead by example, I think, in relation to this, in terms of the rollout of public charging points, and in terms of the state fleet itself. There's a real risk.
What about the grants? What do you think of the grants, Darren, for private charging points? People get grants for the charging points in their homes.
Yeah, like they are, and there's a decent uptake in relation to them. But the question, and in very many places in cities, for example, there isn't an opportunity to avail of that, because you don't have a public a private space to put it on, whether that's in apartment blocks or elsewhere. So there needs to be a significant rollout of public infrastructure, and local authorities have been really, really slow to do that, and the state needs to lead by example, in my opinion, in relation to it.
Okay.
The difficulty here, and there's a real prospect that by 2025, we will have spent 1.23 billion euros on these subsidies, and we'll have the electric vehicles will be owned by the wrong people in the wrong places. And that's a major, major problem. And it's a poor investment of public money.
Let me bring Geraldine back in. Geraldine, what do you say? Owned by the wrong people in the wrong places.
No, I totally disagree with that. As I said, the only way to get this to achieve our targets is to sell more new electric cars and to move people away. Now, I you know, granted, the new car market is a very small share of the overall market, but the only way we will have that decent second-hand market is by encouraging sales in the new car market. And I don't think the solution is to actually give grants for second-hand electric cars, because simply that will just increase the price of second-hand electric cars.
Because the supply is so restricted.
Okay. These grants.
What do you say to that, Darren? You're just going to put up the price of second-hand cars?
By the government's own measure, and they carried out the electric vehicle policy pathway, the working group, and they assessed the different interventions that they can make. And they said in relation to the purchase grant that it does increase uptake, but by a measure of social equity, it's really, really regressive. It goes, you know, and we want electric vehicles to be owned by as many as possible, but really, from a policy perspective, it needs to be directed towards those people that are dependent on their cars, that are forced to own their cars, that are in rural areas, that don't have other options. And that's not happening.
All right. Look, thank you both very much for speaking to me this morning. That is Geraldine Herbert, their motoring expert, and Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin spokesperson on transport, and Meath East TD. Let us know what you think out there. As Geraldine says, they have capped the subsidies now. They aren't for the very, very high-end cars. They are the 40,000 is the cap, or 60,000. Do you think that it should be willy-nilly? Do you think that people who are wealthy enough to buy a car worth 40 or 60,000 should get some kind of a subsidy? And is this important to, I suppose, trickle down into the second-hand market? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. What should happen?